widespread flooding is causing concerns for people all across Northwest Missouri, and the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services wants to be sure everyone is ready for what's to come and for the cleanup effort when floodwaters finally recede. We're joined in this morning's KMZU Newsmaker by Dr. Randall Williams, director of the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, who says you can't stop the floodwaters, but you can be prepared for them.
We believe prevention is so important, and we know from national experience and experience in other states, and certainly experience here in Missouri back in 2015, that the majority of fatalities will be around people approaching rushing water or even standing water, either in their vehicle or wading into it or being near it, because it's very, very easy to misjudge the force of this water. And so the other issue is we just very much want people, when they are in that situation, to just turn around, to not get too close to that water, either driving or in walking toward it.
Aside from drowning, what other risks should people look out for?
That's the big one. But again, obviously in driving, the roads will be more dangerous. And so we do see an increase in traffic accidents during this time. The other things that we commonly see are electrocutions. We've already seen those in the United States and other states, such as Texas, from down power lines. And then we always worry about gas leaks, that these fundamental utilities can change due to the water. And then long term, obviously, we very much will put into place making sure that people have their tetanus shot. That's not an acute problem, but the water tends to stir up all sorts of organic matter, which decays. So for all of our first responders and people returning to homes, we're offering free tetanus shots at our local health departments. And we've done a good job of moving supplies around the state to the places that are needed. So if you haven't had a tetanus shot and you're either going to be involved in cleanup as a safety provider or you're just returning to your home, please reach out to your health department. A little bit more down the road, that often these conditions create mold, and so especially if you have respiratory difficulty, if you're asthmatic or have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, be very sensitive to the mold and make sure that you clean that up with bleach. And we certainly are willing to help with that if people have questions.
So what specifically should people do as they're heading back to their homes to ensure that they'll be safe? And are there any preventative measures that people can take?
You know, that's a great question. And I think, obviously, if you know the flood is coming, to make sure that you know all the alternative routes to get to places so that you don't succumb to that temptation to go, well, gosh, I've driven this road 100 times. There's some water on there. I bet you it's okay. Again, it's just one of those things, if you're even thinking that way, you just ought to turn around. So I think that would be the first thing I would tell people to do. Obviously, I'd love people to get tetanus shots every 10 years just in case, so they don't need to get one when they're confronted with the problem. If you have the opportunity to move any things that can get damp and create mold up out of the storm surge, or a good idea. And then just, you know, basic maintenance, to be aware that water is very powerful. And so if you have steps and areas like that, that, you know, you think are going to succumb to that kind of energy, to go ahead and try to get those repaired.
To learn more about preventative flood measures and to hear additional audio from my conversation with Dr. Williams, visit KMCU.com. You can also share the story from the KMCU Facebook page. Be sure to tune in weekday mornings around 7:25 for the latest KMCU Newsmaker. I'm Brian Locke.